Hello.
Hello, my name is Brendasia. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, there was a charge on my credit card from this company, and I'm trying to get information. What's the name of the company?
This is a third party call center, ma'am, but we do service different products through different companies. May I have your first and your last name?
Jeff Zimpleman.
Jeff?
Z-I-M. Yeah.
No, what's the last name?
Z-I-M.
I'm sorry.
Z-I-M-P-E-L-M-A-N.
Z-I-M-P.
E-L-M-A-N.
Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry. Could it be under someone else's name?
Maybe Cassie, Cassie, same last name.
Okay, man, I'm not pulling anything up. May I have the zip code?
41048.
And what was the charge?
$68.89.
When was the charge, ma'am?
12/23.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm not showing anything unless it's under someone else's name, but nothing is pulling up by the zip code or either the names that you gave me. I do have someone in the system with the same last name, but
okay,
it's not under the same zip code, so it could be someone in a different part.
Okay. So you work with different companies?
Mm-hmm. This is a third-party call
confused
center.
On.
Yes, it's a third-party call center.
Therapeutic? Therapeutic, what does that mean?
The way it shows up on the bill, ma'am, it's not going to be the same way it shows up in our system. That's why I would need a banking account. Not a banking account. I would need an account to pull up to tell you exactly what it is.
It just says Superior APP, I believe. That's the name that shows up.
Yeah, the way it pops up on an account is not the way it pops up in our system, ma'am. So I still wouldn't know what you're talking about unless I had an account to pull up, but I don't see an account. Do you have the card that was charged?
I don't know which card was charged.
I'm sorry?
I have, yeah, I mean, we have two cards, so with the same, you know, from the same bank, so could be either one.
And they all come from the same bank statement?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have them?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide me with the first six numbers and the last four?
Can I just give you the last four?
No, ma'am, I'll need the first six and last four. It's not much that I can do with the first six or the last four number, ma'am, so you have nothing to worry about.
Jeff, so if I give her the first six and the last four, that should be all right, right? All right, it's 4246 301. Yeah, 30 is the last.
Okay, and can
and
I get
the last
four?
4-9-8-5-0.
Okay, nothing is popping up under that card. No transactions or anything.
I guess I can give you the other one. Now, the first six are the same numbers, but different last four.
And that was 403240.
4246 4-3-0
Okay. And the last four?
9-8-5-0
9-8-5-0
Yes.
Okay, so actually there's nothing popping up at all for neither one of them.
All right, so I guess I'll just have to go through my bank and dispute because I have no idea. It's kind of weird that when I call a phone number that was charged to my bank account, I don't have a company name. You know, I don't have...
I mean, ma'am, I would have to have an account to pull up and give you a company name. I can't even pull up an account.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what information to even give my bank. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I'm trying
to
figure out if there's a name that you had, then at least it would ring a bell. But I just don't understand how there's multiple companies.
Multiple companies for a third-party call center?
Yeah.
Ma'am, this is a third-party call center. Third-party call centers usually work with different several companies. This is not a direct company.
So like a collection agency or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just have to speak to my bank then, I guess.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. All right. Bye.